Welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with Julia and Philip Siracusa. Sponsored by Carnation. Airing live on United Public Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. This show's opening has been produced, edited, narrated by Gwen Luckett at gluckett.com.
Everyone, and welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Julia Siracusa, and Philip Siracusa. We are broadcasting live from the United Public Radio Network on 105.3 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. We are fully sponsored by Carnation, so we want to thank them for this sponsorship. We love them. You'll have to do a few things in order to participate in chat. Go into Paranormal Radio, into all of the Facebook stations, UFO Paranormal Network, UFO Undercover with Joe Montaldo, News on the Flip Side, Horsefly Chronicles Radio, SoundCloud, Pompey, all of those platforms. Tonight, guys, we have another amazing guest. So please welcome to the show, Stephanie Joe. Stephanie is a paranormal investigator. She's a researcher and she's a psychic medium. She has had these gifts since she was a very young child. In 2006, she founded the Other Side Paranormal Research Society and started doing private investigations. She's performed exorcisms and spent many years traveling all over the country doing paranormal events and investigating many, many locations. She's also been to our house many, many years ago. So let's welcome her to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh. Hi. I'm just, everything's a little delayed. So I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on. So, Stephanie, take us to the beginning of your story. How did you get started? When did you realize that you had gifts? I know it was from like a really young baby.
Yeah, it was like a year and a half. And I was in our first apartment and I was in like the living room and we had like this, one of those chairs, like a recliner. And I'm sitting there playing, and all of a sudden I started seeing like these, they look like Mickey Mouse hands, like coming up behind the chair, like a whole bunch of them. And I was like, what is that? And I'm watching. And then my aunt walked in the room and she was like, Steph, like, what are you looking at? And I'm pointing at the hands and she's looking and she doesn't see them. And then, this little girl appeared to me. Her name was Susanna. And I used to make my mom like set a place at the table for her and take her in the car with us. And then they just kept showing up like my whole life. And I was like terrified, absolutely terrified because nobody else could see them. And my parents were like, oh, it's just imaginary friends. And I'm like, no, there's like lots of people in my bedroom and I don't know what they look like. I don't know why they're here.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of my childhood in fear because there would be all kinds of like, some of them would show up like bloody. They would appear how they died.
Mm-hmm.
They scared the crap out of me.
And then how did you learn to embrace that and did anyone in your family have any gifts that were passed down?
I hadn't known of any, but just recently I went to this group reading and my great grandmother came through for one of the people there. And I was like, you know, Kutra's coming through, Catherine. And she's like, that is, you know, my grandfather's sister. And she was telling me that there is some like psychic in that part of the family, which I never knew, because I was like, as far as I know, I'm the only one that ever had experiences or gifts, anything like that. So, I mean, I guess on my dad's side, like there was some like psychic. So it's pretty, okay. But nobody ever talked about it. Like when this was happening to me, there weren't paranormal shows. Like people weren't talking about mediumship or any of that. So I didn't have anyone to get any help from or any guidance. And I honestly just tried to like shut it off. Like I was like, I don't want this. Like this is crazy. But eventually I just had to embrace it. And I was like in my early 30s when I finally met some people who were paranormal investigating. And I was like, wow, I'd like to go and just see what happens. And we started going, and then I founded my group, and then, you know, we started helping people that had paranormal problems and, you know, haunting issues. And it was really through just putting myself out there and doing it that I learned what my gifts were for and what they were and what I was actually capable of.
Yeah, we have someone in chat that said you cannot shut it off. I mean, that.
No, you
can't. You can't. You can't. I mean, you can learn to block things out, but you can't shut it off. It's kind of like, how do I say this? It's like the mob. I mean, it's like once you're in it, you're in forever. You can't get out. It's like the paranormal, right? Once you're in the paranormal, even if you take a long break, you're never going to actually be out of it.
No, it's a part of you. And I just tried to run from it. And like I met people along the way that, you know, they would be like, hey, have you ever tried? I was in the army. And one of my army friends, she's like, have you ever tried automatic writing? And I was like, I don't even know what that is. And she's like, here's a pencil, hold it on the paper and it will just write things. So I tried it and it was writing like figure eights and F you and I want to use you as a portal and all this other scary stuff. And I was like, this is evil. This is not good. And then there was like this black portal in my barracks, like up on the ceiling after I did that. And I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I don't want to do that. So like I had scary experiences because people would be like, do this. And I'm like, oh my God, like there's evil. Like, I don't want to deal with
it. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So now, in 2006, you said that you founded your team. How did that all come together? And where did you meet these people? Were they friends or mentors?
Actually, my aunt married my uncle, and her sister was living with a woman who became my best friend, Lori. Her and my cousin Kelly would go ghost hunting all the time just for fun. And my Aunt Becky, who is sister-in-law to them, she was like, you should meet Lori. And I was like, yeah. So she like hooked that up, and I started messaging Lori, and then she's like, me and your cousin Kelly, we go to haunted locations, and we have all these recorders and all this stuff. And I was like, that's awesome. And we started going. And then I was like, I'm going to start like a team. Like, let's be an all-girl paranormal team. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. And then, like, as soon as I did that, like, I put a name on it and I started putting it out there. And back then it was like MySpace. Mm-hmm. MySpace was still a thing. And David Childers had reached out to me on MySpace, and he's like, you know, we have a lot of groups, you know, that are all kind of like working together. He's like, do you want to be a part of that? I'll promote your team, whatever. And I was like, heck yeah. And so he did that. And then I just started getting like emails and things from families and people that were struggling with paranormal issues. And then I was invited to do a paranormal convention in Auburn, New York. And I met a lot of other paranormal investigators. And we had like the laptop with, you know, we used to get anywhere I go, I get crazy EVPs because spirit is just drawn to me. So we would get the craziest, like class A EVPs, and we got to share those at the event, and other teams were like, holy crap, like those are really good. And then it kind of just spiraled from there. Like we were going everywhere.
Wow. And yeah. How many, you've been ever, so in all of the locations that you really focused on residential though at that time.
I did, right? Yeah, I did.
Okay. And out of all those locations, was there one that really like left a mark on you?
Oh Lord. Probably this house in Patton. We got called to go there. It's Patton, Pennsylvania. And I was like still just figuring my gifts out and, you know, trying to make sense of things. And we went, and there was a husband and a wife and two kids. And I actually have like full body apparition photos from that house. The baby monitor, there was like demonic, you know, FUs and telling us to get out. Like so much crazy stuff happened there. And he was being affected by the things that were there. And I was telling him, like, if you guys don't sort this out, like, you're going to end up being on the news for one of those people that, like, kills your whole family and then you kill yourself.
Yeah.
And I was alone with the wife, and I was like, you know, he's abusive, like, he's hurting you. And she, you know, I didn't want to say that to him. But I was like, I know that this is happening. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of it is from this house. And so much crazy, evil, like, things happen there. Like, I was going up into the attic. And it was like these stairs. And I'm climbing up there. And I don't even know how it happened. But I ended up with, like, 100 or more splinters in my back.
Oh my God.
And I went home that night, and like my husband at the time is like with tweezers, like pulling splinters out. And he's like, how did this happen? And I was like, I walked up these attic stairs, and somehow, like, I honestly don't know what happened, but it was terrible. And I ended up helping them. And I didn't even realize I could do that, but I cleared the house. I got rid of all the negativity that was there. And like they kept in touch with me for probably like 5 or 6 years, and everything had been great. They actually moved to another house, and they had me like do a cleansing on it just to make sure nothing would happen. And, you know, last time I had contact with them, everything was great. But that's probably the private one that really like sticks with me, because there was so much evidence, so much evil, so much going on there. Like it was
that scared all at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill.
Interesting stuff. Really interesting. What do you see when you see these figures, these entities? What does it look like?
It depends. Like when I see evil, like evil doesn't, when there's just regular spirits there, like, you know, they're lost or they haven't crossed over. Like I can see them as they were and they talk. Sometimes they try to talk as if they're alive. So they'll like expect you to be able to hear them. And I'm like, you have to talk to me telepathically. I can't, it sounds like jumbles when you're like bah, 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 in my ear. But the evil, they don't, they just curse and say nasty stuff. And I'll see like what they look like. And there's so many different types. You know, there's ones that look like creatures right out of like a horror movie. Some are little like things that skitter around and climb up the walls. So really just depends on what type of entities are there.
The little things that climb up the wall. I mean, Phil, weren't you talking about that the other day? The little things that climb up the wall.
It's interesting. I in our own house that we live in, another psychic was here a few years ago and is looking at the wall and the ceiling, and she goes, it's climbing. And it's the size of like an animal, like a dog or something, but it's not. It's an entity. It's a demon.
Yep.
And I had a hard time putting that together mentally. But then, ironically, I see something in the corner of my eye that is resembling something similar to what she's saying. And, you know, there's some things that when you live in a haunted house, you can't figure out yourself because you're blocked in it.
Right.
Which means that if I went to another location, I could pick up things. But because I'm already part of the energy in the home, I can't pick up, because it's kind of like it becomes secondary knowing that it's here, but you're not going to be able to identify it. Only someone else can. And it reminds me of when you were here and you were giving a lecture. And I'll never forget one thing you said in front of everybody. He says to Julia and I don't know how he's living in this house. I couldn't do it. And I guess the question is, what did you see in our home?
There was a lot going on there, especially like it's almost like most of the negativity and the darkness was downstairs, but it kind of like bled into the upstairs. So like when I initially walked in and there was like a whole group of us when I was there, and everybody's talking and they got their cameras and their, you know, recorders and things. And it was, you know, there was a lot going on, but the energy was just so heavy and like debilitating. And all I felt like was if I had to like be here in this house all the time and feel that, I don't know how I would like survive. It kind of leaks into everything. And then like walking through that first part of the house is like you can feel it, but it's not super heavy. I felt like sometimes things would happen up there and like in the bedrooms, but then once you went into the basement, it was just like I could see all these little entities like hiding in the darkness. And they were just everywhere. And there was definitely a portal there somewhere that was just allowing different beings to just come in and out whenever they felt like it. Like, I don't know how you guys slept at night.
Yeah, it's a struggle, to be honest with you. You know, we're still here all these years later. It's not easy, that's for sure. But they're also intelligent where they know how to stop you from relocating.
Yeah.
Time and time again, Julie and I have tried to relocate, but it'll either go after you financially, physically, mentally where you say, why am I even doing this? And it changes your whole format of thought of why you're even trying to move.
Yep.
So here, yeah, this is where you belong. Do you have any labels for things that you might, I know we say entities, but if you had to identify something that was here at the home, would you have a label for anything?
So,
you know, demon or.
There are, this is what I know. Ranks of demons. There are like ranks of demons. So it's like the military. So there are like the, you know, the true demons who have been here forever, who they have bigger things to do. They're causing more chaos in the world. They want bigger destruction. They want, you know, they want to beat down God's army and all of the good. And then you have like the, I call them demonic entities because they aren't true demons, aren't trying to possess people and knock your lamp over and all of that. They have bigger.
It's mind manipulating.
But the entities, it's like they're soldiers. They send their soldiers to do their dirty work. And so there are levels of soldiers. So in, and I can feel it right now talking about it. It knows I'm talking about it. And it's like, I don't.
Well, I'm in that room in the basement.
Yeah, they don't like that I'm talking about them right now. But there, you have some what I call skitterers, which are the wall climbers, and kind of look like that the Lord of the Rings, that My Precious thing.
Mm-hmm.
First, kind of look like that. You also have, there's like what I call a portal ripper, which is, I close portals and like send entities back through them. They hate that. But there are certain demonic entities that can just kind of like rip a portal open whenever and however they want.
Yeah.
And you've definitely had that type of entity there. And then you have this man.
Yeah, the man.
Black. He usually likes to wear the hat.
Yep.
Just so dark. There's nothing like you can see anything but like his outline, but it's all black. He's just
the very worst.
Demanding. Like, this is mine. Things go the way I want them to, and nothing will happen if I don't allow to happen. Like, he feels like house is his, you are his, everything there belongs to him. He's like the sergeant.
Oh. That's funny because he was labeled as the chief, right, Phil? But labeled as the chief.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, he tries to command everything.
Yes.
And the question is he part of the land before the house was even built? Is that what it was?
There's a lot of negativity there from things that happened before the house was there.
Yeah.
And the portal that allows beings from any, nothing good ever used the portal. So all these being entities are like, oh, this is like an access point to this house. So they're, he can actually, you call him chief. I consider him like the sergeant.
Yeah.
He can actually like pull things in if he wants to. So like how you're saying, like, oh, we're trying to get out of here. We're trying to move to do something different. He can manipulate things and pull through that can cause health issues, money struggle, depression, mood swings, anger, things that would cause you to have problems so that you're stuck. Because they feel like they can control you. But I also feel like you both have gained some semblance of yourselves. And so you're stronger. And you can not necessarily get rid of it and escape, but you have learned to kind of like live within it. and still protect yourself to a point.
Yeah, that is true.
You have, like I said, it was 2016, and a lot's happened. Like, we've had priests here, and Wiccans, and shamans, and reverends, and deacons, and ministries. We've had all walks of spiritualists to come here and help remove what is in the home, and it backfired.
Yeah.
Where sometimes nothing happened when the priest was here, nothing happened at all, until a few hours later, then the shadows will come back. So it kind of like plays hide and seek.
Yeah. And yeah, in my experience, I've like gotten rid of a lot of stuff like that for places that were nearly impossible. And they're like, nobody's been able to help us. We've had a priest. And 9 times out of 10, when you bring a priest in to do a blessing, it makes, because you have to have the ability to fight the demonic entities and to do that. And just because you're of God and you're a man of God and you do what you do does not mean that you have the authority over the demonic world. And so people are like, oh, it's a priest, like he's close to God, they got to be able to do it, or she. And it's not the case, because they don't have that ability, and got to be able to do it.
Yeah,
things, you know, in your case, like somebody came in there with like age or something like that, bad mojo, bad, because all that does
is make it worse.
It pisses them off, and it just calls in more. So it's like, how do you effectively get rid of them? Like, you have to be gifted to do so. Like, there was this house in Tonawanda, New York, and they called it the Demon House, because the kids were being affected. The son was like grabbed and pulled under the bed. Like, crazy things were happening. And the event I did in Auburn, New York, I met this team. I think they were beyond paranormal. But anyway, one of the team members was dating the girl that lived in the house. And he's like, I want you to come out and like help them. And so I was like, all right, give me an address, I'll be there. So I went to this house, and they had moved out. They hadn't been able to live there for 6 months because the activity got so bad, they couldn't even live in the house. So I met him there, and it was really bad. I did my thing. I got rid of everything that was there. I protected the land, the house. Like, I even walked the neighborhood and like checked all the houses around it and put up all these like barriers and protection and all of this. After I left, her and her kids came back to the house, and they were like, oh, it feels like good. Like, it's okay. They were able to move back in, and they never had another issue in that house ever.
Wow.
And we actually became very good friends. And now, you know, she has since moved to another state, in fact. But, you know, that there are ways to combat these things, and you just have to get the right person in there who can actually do it. You know, there's a lot of things, and sometimes you can do everything and get rid of these things, but if somebody is doing something to like draw that stuff in again, it's like you were never even there. It just comes right back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in our case too, I feel like I think we're the hub, but it's the whole block. It is the whole entire block. It is not just our house. I don't think the neighbors know.
The house is the hub, right? But the whole neighborhood, no one lasts here. Like, the people sell their homes within a few years. Mm-hmm. And then no one's really happy campers in this area.
No, right. Yeah. There were some.
And then we had researchers investigate and find out that the Iroquois Indians were here.
Yeah.
And they lost the treaty between the Forks and Delaware River. And there was a lot of bloodshed with the young Iroquois in this whole area here. So it's tainted, right? And Indians are very powerful. So it's tainted land.
You've also, there would be burial ground. If they lost natives, there would be burials. And when you're dealing with Native American burial grounds, you damn well better know what you're doing, because
yeah,
they will mess you up worse than a demonic entity will. Like, truthfully.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roland, and chat. A lot going on in here. Ed, Abigail is in here. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, it's just like it's just so much, and I feel like like you said before, every time we tried to remove it, the only thing that really ever happened was we were paying the price afterwards. I mean, we would have maybe a day or two where we felt better, and it was just like, okay, everything is good, and we got excited, and then boom. Something.
Yeah, you have to clear the
land. There's elemental too. I mean, there's elemental, there's the house. I mean, it's just, there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot. It's not one thing.
And there usually is in places like that. And, you know, when you have that much, all I kept hearing was war, and then he started saying about the Native Americans and the treaty and all that, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, there's blood in that land. There's bad.
And yeah.
You have to heal the land in order to really, truly be able to get rid of the stuff that's in the house, because it's drawn there because of the trauma that happened there.
And how do you do that when it's going all trickling down the whole block? And I don't, honestly, I think they are being affected and they don't know it.
Yeah.
That's my honest opinion, looking in too and feeling the energy. They just don't know it.
Yeah. And being inside, I remember we were all hanging out outside before you guys were like, hey, come in. And to meet a lot of like people and, you know, different perspectives of investigating, and like, it was a really cool experience. But like, we're all out there and like looking around, I'm looking at the street and like the other houses. I'm like, there is so much energy just everywhere. Like, it's this, it's not just this. But it,
I agree, yeah.
You have all those people there who are doing all that stuff. You know, all of the energy in the area is come there.
Yeah. Like,
it's, you'd have to heal the land. You'd have to start with healing and then work to the house and everybody else's houses. But in healing the land, I think that would help with a lot of their issues. You guys also both have your own accepted gifts, so things are naturally drawn to you. You know, I know that he's skeptical and more like, you know, rational than you, but still there's gifts there. So they see that. It's like a beacon for them. They see the light and they're like, oh, they can see us. They can hear us. Maybe they can help us.
Yeah, we always say this house chose us. We didn't choose the house. It chose us.
I believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as long as you're not letting things affect you or hurting your family or like making things bad for you, you know, it's kind of like relationship there. But if it's getting to the point where it's messing with your lives or your health or your well-being, like you can't just let that go. Because then you're just telling, like, you have the power. And it's your power. It's your house. I would, honestly, if you made an offering to the Native American spirits that are there, that might help a lot.
Yeah, I think we've done that. What did we...
In 2017, we did that offering. And, you know, again, according to beliefs and whatnot, but we were told to put certain things in the basement. It was an offering. And then I went down there about a few hours later at night with the cell phone recording just to see the offering. And what I did capture, I caught it, was it looks like a goat's head coming from the floor with a demonic looking head a few inches behind it, like a male head. And I tried to debunk it and say, is it matrixing? Is it optical illusion? What am I actually looking at? But you can't. It is what it is.
Right.
And do I have all the answers to that? No, it's kind of like that offering did something. I think you left organ meat and wine.
Yes. Wine and meat. That you,
but it,
do tobacco,
think Native Americans would have wanted tobacco, feathers, you know, make a tribute to them. They don't care about, you know, those things,
right?
Back, and any, you know, make a really nice like necklace with an arrowhead or something on it, and you know, on the land, not in the house. That's what happens in the house is totally separate from going on around it. What's happening in the house is partly because of what's going on, but all these entities, they have nothing to do with the Native American. I feel like if you make these, my husband and I actually have Native Americans that in spirit that protect us. Like anytime we're traveling, there's always, if it's just me alone, every like mile or two I'll see like a hawk, you know, just circling above me, and it's constant. And if we're together, we'll see two of them.
Oh wow.
And it's been since I got together, and have a very strong connection to Native Americans, have like I said, Native American spirits who watch out for us and who protect our home and our land. And so if you make peace and friendship with them, I feel like that will help you a lot. It helps us immensely.
Yeah. I agree. I think what's on the land is the least of our problems. I think the ones that are inside are
worse.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yes. But if you make that, I feel like help you get is good, especially help.
Yes.
So try to make that the natives that are still there and see if that helps. Like, if they're watching your back, it honestly should help a little. I mean, but you got a portal. There's a portal in there. You got the portal ripper. So, like, there's so many things you have to get rid of in that house before it was.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
I agree. And to the listener out there, I know some of this sounds maybe out there, but I gotta say, look, I'm 56 years old, and I'm telling you, I debunk everything. I don't believe in a lot of stuff, and it's real. I'm sitting at the kitchen table, 1 o'clock in the morning, alone, doing paperwork, and in the corner of the eye, I see something crawling on the floor and up the wall that I can't explain it. It's not when I look at it straight on. It's only through the corner. So what I did was, I held my cell phone and put on video record, and I would look the other way, so it didn't know I was looking that way. But unfortunately, for some reason, I'm not able to capture this thing in that type of dimension or frequency. on footage from a cell phone. But when we've had other paranormal teams, we've had true ghost stories here and other teams here, they validated there's this one spot upstairs. When you come in from the garage, Stephanie, it's right there in that one spot where it's a doorway for these things. It's like they come and go. Again, I can't explain it. Some type of it looks like an animal that is under that I never seen before, but it can climb ceilings.
Yeah, I've seen so there's so many different types. It's always like I was not given the gift of drawing or painting, so like I'm very artistic, like writing and things like that. But oh, what I love to get draw, because if I could draw them and what I see and what they look like, then people like, oh my god, like that's yes, I've seen that, I know what that is, but I can't do that. So I'm like, I have my own term, portal rippers and the wall climber. You know, I have all these different names. So many. There's so many.
You got, I have to interrupt the show for a minute. Do you guys hear this?
Yeah. Something coming.
You hear it, right?
I knew it'd be weird. Yeah. She's like,
so you do hear that right now.
Yeah. It's like,
well, what's interesting, I'm in the basement in one of the rooms that Stephanie was in the house. And here we are all these years later talking to her and with her gifts, and she's talking about it. And whether that, what we're hearing right now on the show, that audible thing coming through is part of something, I don't know. But it's weird. Julie, we had this. We never had this before.
It's kind of staticky too. I mean, am I coming in clear?
It's weird.
When you were talking earlier, Julia, I heard, like, right at the beginning, I heard something say. So, like, I know they're recorded, so it's interesting, like, after to go back. It's in the very beginning. You were just starting to talk, and I heard someone say something. But I also.
I can't tell you how wild this is right now to everybody out there listening. This is while we're actually capturing. This is no joke. This is not make believe. We're capturing paranormal activity, recording right now. If you were to play this back when the show's over, put headphones on. This thing's trying to communicate with us right now.
See, did you hear him? Holy shit!
I can't. All I hear is like the static.
There was a voice playing it right after he said, if you play this back, it was like, I don't know.
It's absolutely communication. Yes, absolutely. I mean.
Why do you think that is, Stephanie? What's going on right now?
Because they don't. Evil entities and things like that like me because they know that I can get rid of them. And so. They are in a right now because they're like, is she gonna do something? What is she doing? And I can feel them like trying to make me heavy and like yucky so that I don't do anything. And they're in a tizzy right now. They don't want me anywhere near the house. They don't want me anywhere near it because they know. They already know. Yeah, I hear.
This is wild stuff, Julie. Wild stuff on the playback when you have headphones on. This is wild. Hey, look, this is what we talked about. This stuff is real, and here it is right now, live.
Yeah, I just
gotta put headphones on and re-listen to. Absolutely.
I did say it to you, Julia. Your grandmother sent me cardinals all.
Wait, who?
Your grandmother.
Oh.
Cardinals all day.
Isn't that interesting? You know, it's hot. For some reason, you're going in and out a little bit, but probably because of what's going on. But I heard you. My grandmother was sending you cardinals all day.
Yeah, so do you see?
Yeah, that's interesting because my office is in my son's bedroom where the window is up and I do see them and I do. Yeah, she sent them to me too, but that's amazing.
Yeah, she wanted me to tell you that, and I saw them all. Like, that's her. She said, I'm her grandma. I send cardinals. Make sure to tell her.
Aw, thank you.
And there's something new coming up for you. Like, there's an opportunity coming.
Really?
Definitely.
No, I've been hearing this, and I'm just waiting for this opportunity to hit me.
To definitely do it.
Okay. Thank you. I'm definitely will. You're the second person that told me that.
Yeah, it's. Jen is like a big, lot. Shifting for the good. For
it's, you know what it's, Phil, can you hear her good?
I hear her and I also hear it, so I'm just going to say right now verbatim, I'm going to say it on air, that whatever's listening, I know you're trying to come through because I could feel the weight now down here. We're not talking about removing you or banishing you, none of that, just putting it out there that you are interfering with the show, but we are not trying to remove you. So,
no,
let's understand that.
Talking to them, I'm not after you. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, it won't let me hear you.
Yeah, it's calling me. It's like, you're lying. I know you're
right. It won't let me. It's like, I can hear you, but I can't make out every single thing you're saying. I'm really upset because you were talking about my grandmother, but it won't let me. I see what it's doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. 10 minutes ago, there was a shadow came flying across the room. I closed my eyes, like looking at something. And then all of a sudden this whole thing started up. So look, we all know there's no such thing as coincidence. We've seen Stephanie 8 years ago. She was at the home. She has gifts. She validated what's going on around here. And it knows that, you know, I just want to know that we're not trying to remove it, or it's just a talk show. That's it.
Holy, did you hear that?
This usually doesn't happen like this because, you know, I guess, you know, they know her and we're talking about it. And
know me. They know what I'm. They don't like it. They're like, no. I keep hearing it talk. Like, it's a whisper, but it keeps that thing. I feel like that's the start. Like, no.
Yeah, someone in chat said it's cutting out for me, too. Okay, yeah, a little bit.
I knew it that he was going to be. Basement, because I was like, that's where all the shit is.
But I can hear Stephanie. I do hear that undertone going on. It's not going away, and it's a different type of undertone. Yeah. So we'll just work right through it. And
I'm hearing it. Yeah, it stinks.
So Stephanie, tell us like what's on your bucket list for the next things you have coming up, whether it's investigations or whatever you do.
Honestly, I don't know. I still do my readings. I help people when they cross my path. Like, I feel like God sends me the people that need me. So I continue doing that. I haven't been doing as much like investigating things like that. Just because life has gotten so busy. And I have a very traumatic experience that happened like last year, and it really kind of like reset me, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna take a break from the evil and like that kind of stuff. Like, I won't let it. I will still fight. I always will, but I've kind of like stepped back a little bit because, you know, I'm what's in your face and it's in your home and it's, you know, trying to take your child away from you. Like, it it really puts things in perspective. You know, I had a whole collection of haunted dolls that I kept, you know, so that they couldn't harm other people, and that constantly fighting that negative energy, keeping them in check, and all of that. It's exhausting. So I just hope to continue to help as many people as I can, and to show them that there is something after this, that your loved ones are with you, that they send signs, that they can come through to you.
And absolutely.
Help people and families that are struggling. Like, I just want to help as many people as I possibly can. I do want to go to West Virginia. I want to go to the freaking Pentagon. And right before this, my husband's like, so they do these tours in West Virginia, and it's like a sanitarium or something. And I'm like, oh, I'm so like, I've been to so many places. Like, some of the notorious, like, haunted places, but there are so many that I want to go to that I haven't gotten to. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, you have a bright future. I mean, you know, and it's good because you help people, you know, with removing some of these entities and the work that you do. And Julie and I, you know, we started radio because we talk to people like yourself that validate around the world that this is real. It's not hocus pocus. These things do exist. And do we have all the answers? No, I don't. I mean, I'm mostly clueless to some of the stuff that goes on, but I'm like, whatever. But it's real.
It is. Yeah,
you know, it's real. And you know, that leads me to another thing. You know, what do you think about all this UFO talk right now on the news?
Oh, well, I have my experiences with that. I've seen UFOs, and I've had dreams where they're like always trying to do stuff to me, like trying to inject me with things. And like 2 years ago, I had a dream. And, well, I thought it was a dream, but I was told that it was something else. And I, you know, it's always the same. It's always, like, white sheets and, like, those old metal gurneys. And they attract stuff to you. And I actually, like, woke up on this gurney with a white sheet over me. And, like, cut open. And I was like, what are they doing? And I got up, and there was a man in the chair, and he's like, get out of here. Like, you can't leave, send you back. And like, the hell I can. And so I'm like walking around, and I guess it was an alien. It's like on the other side of this door, and I saw this green portal. They were like, that's the way out, but you can't go through it. And I was like, watch me. And I went through it. And I woke up, and my stomach hurt so bad. Like, I could feel the residual pain. And, like, I actually have videos of UFOs. And I've learned that aliens communicate telepathically.
Yeah.
And how I speak to spirit, they speak. Because I'll see the ship, and I'll tell them, if you hear me saying it in my head, blink the light really fast on the ship, or hide behind that tree, you know, or turn the light out, and they will do what I'm telepathically asking it to do. I'm like, they communicate telepathically, and they're always like, when I lived in Wilmore, they were always there. We have so many videos of like crazy things here that, you know, when I was in California, we'd see them. Like, they aliens are definitely real. They're not of God. They're not like, but I feel like they've been here as long as the universe, and I don't feel threatened by them. I've never felt like they were trying to hurt on, I feel like they're concerned with the planet itself because it's part of their system. And we as humans control the planet. And even if we don't know to try to, we are a disease on Earth. And so I feel like that's how they see us. Like, we got to watch them because they're destroying the planet. You know, they don't know what to do.
I agree. We're messing everything up.
Yeah.
The plants get messed up, and they're like, these people need help.
Yeah. They're like, what are
you doing, guys? Z Sun, I do see your comments, and thank you for joining us tonight in chat. So thank you for that. Well, the hour went by really fast.
I know.
Right? It always does. I want to ask you one question. What is your opinion on shadow people?
I don't classify them that way because negative, and these aren't like demonic entities, but negative entities or spirits is what I call them, and it's usually someone who had a very traumatic passing, or you know, was angry and didn't leave their home, or has some attachment that in anger, they will appear as dark, like they look kind of like maniacs. But I've communicated with what you call shadow spirits before, and once I figured out why they were like that and what they wanted, they brightened up and they were able to like cross over. So there's too many aspects to it to be like there's just shadow people, because entities appear that way, negative spirits appear that way. You know, I've had spirits who were tamed, and when I first saw them, they looked shadow. But as I communicated, I found out why they felt that way, and then they weren't shadow anymore. So,
yeah.
That was kind of broad. It can be so many things.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, so where can people find you and all that good stuff?
I'm on Facebook. Have my stuff, just my regular page where most people find me, Stephanie Joe. I have a psychic Stephanie Joe page. I used to have a website. I don't know, but you know, people usually find me if they, but you can find me on Facebook. I have a TikTok too, but I don't really get on there. I'm kind of a procrastinator. I'm like, yeah, I'll do this. And then
I'm to like really use TikTok, because with my luck, I'm gonna like I have a TikTok, I use it here and there, but then I'm afraid they're just gonna like shut it all down, and then I'm gonna be pissed.
Everybody's like, you need to do a TikTok. Like, you'll do so well on TikTok. I started one, and I got the, you know, subscribers to go live and
have it. Yeah. No. Well, Steph, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I mean, yeah. It was really good talking to you and reminiscing, and
I know.
Think is here. It's very, I would say that we can agree it's a very confusing haunting. You know what it is, but it's still confusing because it's just a lot. It's so much. Usually when you go in, it's like, okay, one thing or one thing usually, right?
Yeah.
There's maybe two things, but it's like, it's just
so much. There's so many little pieces there.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's definitely.
Hey, before we wrap up the show, I have a question for you, Stephanie. Before you came on tonight's show, did you do any type of a blessing for yourself or a protection?
I'm always protected. I don't really have to do that. Like, it's kind of like for me. Like, I already knew. Like, I did shield it up because I could feel the energy coming through, and they were like, trying to get it when we're talking and doing all the disruption. So, yeah, I'm always protected. I'm good. I just want you guys to be good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just day by day. I mean, good days and bad days. So.
I know. You're amazing people. You have good energy, good hearts. Like, I just want.
Thank you
so much. It's great capturing all these years later. It's been a long time.
It has.
And, you're a great guest. And I'm looking forward myself to playing this whole thing back with headphones on.
Yeah. And,
you know, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I have to say a special thank you to Carnation for fully sponsoring the show from day one. Please join us next week on 105.3 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. So thank you, Stephanie, so much. Thank you, everybody in chat. And everyone, have a great night. Thank you.